Thank you. We're here, obviously, to celebrate the number 10, but it seems like a lot of people these days, it seems like everybody actually are celebrating numbers. Remember, Herman Cain for the longest time was celebrating 999, and he stuck with 999 for a long time until another woman complaining of harassment came forward. It was even 1,000. So I thought it was kind of nice that we do that. Newt Gingrich, of course, was celebrating the number 3, and it's very exciting for him because if Newt had been elected president, I think officially his wife would have been known as the third lady, and I think that would be good too. So it's good for them. It didn't work out as well, of course, unfortunately, for Rick Perry. He tried to focus on number 3, but sadly he could only remember 2. So, oops. So anyway, but congratulations, YPR, on their 10th anniversary. And I didn't realize this until I wrote this speech 10 minutes ago that, that actually the number 10 has played significant roles in my life, too, and this is really true. I should tell you that the two great passions in my life, other than, you know, the health of my family and the completion of the Intercounty Connector, baseball and politics. And I've always been a big baseball fan. Now, let's talk about baseball. I should tell you, and I probably shouldn't say this because we are in Baltimore, but I am a dyed-in-the-wool... Karnak, I could read in your mind, a Yankees fan. I am a... I also save puppies from starvation. Yeah, I knew that would work. But I am a big Yankees fan. I grew up literally 10 blocks from Yankee Stadium. That's absolutely true. And so I always would walk to Yankee games at night, 10 blocks, which is the number 10, because I was told that we have to talk about the number 10, Sheila. By the way, this is true also. I don't know if everybody knows this. Sheila Cast, this is true, and I, before we were married, but Sheila Cast and I worked together on Capitol Hill for ABC News in the late 80s, early 90s in a box the size of, do you remember when, like, where Hitler and Eva Braun spent their last moments? That was a sign that we, honest to God, we were working there on Capitol Hill. They were very memorable. But anyway, so in baseball, one of the greatest memories in my life in baseball was in 1976. Yankees hadn't been in the World Series in 12 years. Chris Chambliss hits a dramatic home run in the bottom of the ninth inning to win the pennant for the Yankees in 1976. They go to the World Series for the first time in 12 years. Chris Chambliss wore the number 10 on his back. It's true. So the 10 fits in with that too. But my true passion is politics. It always has been ever since I was a kid. When I was 10 years old, and this is true, I was elected president of my fourth grade class. Now, everybody had slogans. You know, there was I Like Ike, of course, and then the one that didn't work as well was I Like Ike and Tina. That didn't work as well. But mine, honest to God, was pick up a pen and vote for Ken. Huh? I tell you, no. You know, by the way, I'm a Yankees fan. Okay, no. I thought I'd get the booze. So that was my slogan. I was elected president, and 3 weeks later, I had conduct problems in fourth grade, which really didn't go away until about 10 minutes ago. And so my teacher, fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Hecht in the Bronx, had me impeached. This is true. No, this is barely true. I've never told this story before, but it's true. But not only that, I was removed from office. Now, if you know the Constitution and if you followed history, and I didn't know this until much later, impeached only means bringing up on charges, not removing from office. But I was removed from office at the age of 10. I mean, Bill Clinton was 52. I was 10 years old in impeached. But I was also, you know, a big lover, you know, political junkie for all my life. I always wanted to work in political journalism. My dream came true. In 1983, I was hired as a political researcher for ABC News in New York. And in 1986, I was transferred to Washington for ABC News. I was the deputy to the political director, Hal Bruno. And it was, again, as I say, it was a dream come true. But it also leads to my favorite story involving me and the number 10. This is 1988. And Jesse Jackson's running for president for the second time. He had run again previously in 1984. And a lot of people are just fascinated about African-American politics and what's going to happen. And, you know, finally, because nobody ever took black politics seriously, certainly not in the presidential race. And so Peter Jennings had asked me to assemble some research project and, you know, with working with interns and trying to come up with, you know, some great stuff for the special they were working on. So I gave out all these assignments to these interns. I said, look, let's talk about Shirley Chisholm, you know, the first African-American woman elected to Congress in 1968. She ran for president in 1972. Let's talk about the Black Panthers and what role they may have had in political stuff. So I give out all these assignments, and I'm sitting back and saying, wow, I'm really excited. I'm going to, you know, hand this all to Peter Jennings. He'll be very appreciative. It'll be great for me. And so this one intern I remember so well, she was young and she was attractive and she was so smart. She was so enthusiastic, and yet she's so sad. And I remember her voice. I said, why are you so unhappy? This is a true story. And she comes over to me and said, I got everything, and I think I got everything you wanted, but I couldn't find anything about Malcolm X.